Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
There's this strong trend in the direction of private markets, which is quite interesting. I mean, I think that's the next innovation step.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.
I'm here today with Luca Bianchi from Kellerhaus Card. He's a partner at the law firm, and his speciality is in capital markets, particularly structured products. And that's why I wanted to talk to him today about actively managed certificates, as it is one of his expertise. Luca, thank you very much for joining me here today. Let's jump right in. What is actually an actively managed certificate, legally speaking?
A typical AMC is a debt capital market instrument, like a bond or note, or more specifically, a structured product.
I see. So it's not like when it comes to a fund, it's not an equity, it's the debt side of the balance sheet. Okay. And what is the regulatory framework in which AMCs actively managed sit when they are issued or and or distributed in Switzerland?
In Switzerland, AMCs are subject to the Financial Services Act, the FINSA, which regulates financial services and also the offer of financial products such as AMCs. And further, with respect to the regulatory distinction of AMCs to collective investment schemes, the Collective Investment Schemes Act, CISA, is relevant. And of course, the AMCs must be structured correctly, which means they must be set up in a way that the AMC doesn't qualify as a collective investment scheme.
Is there something in the sense specific or, you know, that makes it, that ensures that distinction?
It's hard to say because there's a lot of different structuring approaches in the market. And basically, you have to look at each individual product according to the principle, I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy.
So the advice should always ask the expert, somebody like you, not make your own decision on it.
Yes, there's so many products and in the market, they become more and more similar. And that's exactly the legal challenge.
I mean, that leads me a little bit to my next question. The distinction between active management and passive management seems to be blurred more and more. Active funds, particularly in Europe, there's been EU accused of index hugging, while a lot of the quantitative investment strategy that the investment banks come out, which are rule-based but have a lot of rules and very dynamically change, and they're then offered via indices, can be very dynamic. How do you, or how does anybody anymore make a distinction what is actually active versus passive?
First of all, I fully agree with you. There is a strong convergence between active and passive products. And secondly, to your question, in my understanding, financial products are actively managed if there is an investment manager that makes active investment decisions at its own discretion. That can be either by adjusting a basket of underlyings or the components of an underlying index of a product.
Okay. Some of them are then often called index sponsor in the sense.
Yes. There's a lot of different terminologies between different providers. And I mean, it's hard to distinguish even, like there's this trend of smart beta products.
Yeah.
And that's like something in between. So the question is, how smart is the beta really? And the same here. You basically have to look at the product and then you understand, hopefully, how it actually works.
We have seen on our side at Vesta, particularly, we have seen a lot of new market participants coming into the Swiss market doing AMCs. And we get a lot of requests of people actually inquiring via us, how should they enter the Swiss market? So what should a market participant be aware of when operating in the Swiss market?
Well, a lot of providers from outside of Switzerland are not really aware that although Switzerland lies in the heart of the EU geographically, it's a different country with a different regulatory framework. So Switzerland has its own financial markets regulation, and a financial services provider who enters the Swiss market, even if it's on a mere cross-border inbound basis, is likely subject to Swiss financial markets regulations.
Again, the advice needs to be speak to the local expert. Different versions of actively managed certificates exist. There's, I think, a lot what we see used to see a lot is the on-balance sheet. You know, a bank, an existing bank, has structured products, issues them on-balance. But we see more and more done off-balance sheet via SPVs. And then the other one is, maybe jump in here right away, what is sort of the difference between these on and off balance sheet SPV existing issue?
Well, an off balance sheet SPV is not considered to be part of a group, for example, of a bank. From regulatory, but also and especially from an accounting perspective. And I mean, in Switzerland, there's both types of SPVs in the market. However, there are certain regulatory and also accounting rules that have to be fulfilled before an SPV can be treated as off-balance sheet. That's not always easy. So again,
yes,
there's...
I do remember this every time we have setting up. The holy grail is basically how you make sure it doesn't get consolidated.
Yes, exactly. So that's a legal question. And that can be answered, but that's not always easy in the beginning of a new project.
Any idea why one version or the other version is more popular with certain people?
I think it's because of the environment with the low interest rates that we have a lot of private markets investments or generally illiquid investments that require the posting of more equity.
For your capital ratio.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So the Basel III rules requirements. And then to issue these products is just too expensive to do it from the bank balance sheet. And that's why specialized independent providers can position themselves as an issuing platform that issue independently from banks.
Do you think it's also sometimes, at least some people tell us this, is because they prefer the credit rating of the SPV, assuming that there's a bankruptcy compartment inside?
I don't think it's the credit rating, because I'm not aware that SPVs do have ratings. But I think it's possible economically to have certain collateral for within an SPV or the SPV structure that make the SPV in a way more secure for investors. But certainly an independent SPV is not the same issuer than a big bank. I mean, you could see that as an advantage or as a disadvantage, but that's what the difference is.
When now, if now a external asset manager is looking for an issue of for him, for an AMC that he can manage, what do you think should be sort of his top question should be when he does his due diligence?
I think it should be the same question that he asks for any other type of investment. And first, when I heard your question, what crosses my mind is just to ask about the track record and the reputation of the responsible provider and the responsible directors of the SPV or manager.
Mm. Do you see certain themes currently developing in that business? I mean, I mentioned earlier, we see more people coming in trying to do it via an SPV, but that might be just purely our narrow focus that we see, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's this strong trend in the direction of private markets, which is quite interesting. I mean, years ago, having a securitization of real estate, for example, was not a typical product idea, but now we receive requests like this all the time, or it could be credit or private equity. And these are all illiquid assets, which is not typical for structured products. I think like 10 years ago, you would have said that it's not possible to issue a structured product with illiquid underlyings. But now
we have seen one with art.
With art, yes. Yeah. I think that's the next innovation step, but it's not the typical product that we've seen in the past, and it's sometimes quite hard to achieve.
Is there anything else you think people should know about AMCs, or you would like to pass on?
I think people are generally not aware how much effort it is from a legal perspective to actually set up the whole product documentation correctly. And this is something I would like to promote, that just the documentation standards are fulfilled. And I think it even from a marketing perspective, if you have a nice document to market the products, it just increases your credibility, and it's just
Definitely.
Professional standard.
I couldn't agree more with it. I hope I can only completely echo that one, because we don't want to have a problem because of bad documentation. And that's often when it comes to the point that you have to figure out what happened is in the documentation. Last question I like to ask everybody who I do this with, and that's, what are you up to? You only have to do one, but up to three favorite finance movies, and why?
I used to watch the classic Wall Street movie with Charlie Sheen all the time when I was younger. So, but my dad was a banker, and those were the good times. So I would say that's the one. But there's a lot of other interesting movies and series, like the Big Short, or the series Billions on Netflix. It was quite entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, I have to agree. The Big Short, I really enjoyed it, because they tried to use, famous people, but not actors, using them to explain and make it more accessible. Actually, what was a collateralized swap or something like this. But yeah, great. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, VESTR.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.